Hi, I'm Pat Farnak, and I'm talking today with Ron Villano, who owns the largest family therapy agency on Long Island. He is also the author of The Zing. Today we explore, why is everybody so angry? Does it have to do with politics or the pandemic, or is it something else?
It just seems like it's a lot of anger. When I lost my son, it felt like it took that level of pain to wake me up and get me to work on the stuff I was really destroying me. It wasn't just about Michael, but Michael activated so many other things for me. And I think this here is activating so many things in people that they're redirecting the anger over to the election, Trump, this, that, yes, whatever they want to call it. Because think about it this way, Pat. You can't be on the highway and you're driving and somebody you cut off by mistake and has an anger where they want to pull you over, kill you, take your head off, give you the finger, everything possible. They don't know you that well to be that angry at you. So you triggered something. So you're going to take somebody else's beating if you pull over. So that's how this is to me. We have a lot of anger, but the anger isn't only about what's going on here. It's activated so much stuff that people were holding back.
So Ron Villano, let's get started. I really think it's a double whammy. We have to start focusing on mental health now that the pandemic appears to be stabilizing a little bit. It's here to stay. We know that. And now there's a new administration in power. Do you think in some ways it is about acceptance before you can move on?
Yes. But what we were talking about is learning how to reduce and direct the anger where it's supposed to go. How are you going to accept, say, for example, your husband's not a good person to you and this and that, and they say, well, he's your husband, you should, you know, be happy. How are you going to accept that if you're angry at him? And anger turned inward is depression. So when anger turns inward and somebody's not expressing it, so the people expressing it, we can read them. It's the people that are imploding that are the dangerous. So yes, acceptance, we could work off that. But let me ask you then, let me be the interviewer. How would they accept it?
I think you accept it by realizing that our political system is usually like a pendulum. This too will pass. If you don't like it in 4 years, there's an opportunity to get that person.
Change it.
Yeah. It's not like we have the Queen Mum in charge. We have a chance down the road to turn him out.
Well, listen, like I say to parents, you know, how your children's acting right now. The good news is it's not terminal. 6 months from now, they're going to start acting another way. So in 4 years, you're absolutely right. Everybody, change can happen. It just happened.
Well, let's get back to anger, because I think that, as you mentioned, is really key. And anger is a powerful emotion, and we love the power, the powerful feeling that that gives us, don't we? And how do we get rid of that?
Well, I put some steps together. There's nothing now that you can do about what's happened other than to change it for next time, but we don't want to make it worse. Let's put it that way. Give it some time, and then you can make a decision whether this was right or wrong. So Give him a chance. But also, if you are feeling stressed about it, angry about it, there's some ways to redirect that and then to work on that. You know, whether Donald Trump's president or Obama's president or Biden's president, that's not our every day. Our every day is your families, you know, your children, your work, your boss, your employees, the people you work with are your every day. Are you being mindful of your everyday stuff while you're upset about what's happened? You're allowed to be upset. You're allowed to be angry about it and never let anybody shut those feelings down. And we're not going to have anybody shut those feelings down. We're just going to put those feelings in the place that they need to be so that they don't destroy you and take you over. Look what's happened with January 6th.
You mentioned you had some tips.
The best thing always to do is write down your thoughts. And in this case, I would say you write them down organized. You put a number one, I'm upset with this, I'm upset with that. So in our situation, let's say their candidate was Donald Trump, and they wanted President Trump back in. So now they're not going to accept President Biden. How do we start to work on that? Well, as a therapist, how does this affect you personally? And be sure it's not going to go and trickle into your personal life, meaning your families, your relationships, your job, your boss, your company. In order for me to accept President Biden in office right now, I'm going to have to look inward and say, why am I so angry? Is all my anger coming from President Biden being voted in? Or was I upset about a bunch of other things that this sort of was the camel that broke the camel's back and opened up a Pandora's box of angry stuff that I was stuffing in over many years? And I need to start writing down things that maybe have bothered me since a child up to now. Now, this sounds like a lot of work, It really isn't. And it's the better way than imploding and being angry all day. If we flip it around and we say, well, President Biden's people are upset at President Trump for the past 4 years. And if you won, why are you so angry? Believe it or not, you need to accept that you won.
Do you think also that maybe it's time to look closer to home? Okay, we've been obsessed with what was going on in the national scene, not only with politics, but also with the pandemic. Maybe it's time now to focus a little closer at home. Perhaps that would help.
That's a wonderful statement there, because as a professional therapist, most of the time when somebody comes in with something and tells us what they feel is the problem, is really not the real problem. It's the tip of the iceberg. And we have to dig into that, and we find out it wasn't really about that. It was about many other things. And you're absolutely correct. They need to be very careful that if you're unhappy in your home life, if you're unhappy in your relationship, your job, unhappy within yourself, and now this is giving you a place to vent out that has nothing to do with what's really going on, people would look at you and say, why are you this angry about President Biden getting in? Or why are you so angry about this other situation happening politically? How's that affecting you that much right now? Because don't forget, if you're having an issue within your own home or your job or something like that, unless you do something about it, which is change it, it's never going to be corrected. So the situation would be, if you're unhappy in a job, right, you should be looking for another job, have an exit strategy, and then get another position somewhere else, potentially you'd be happier. And then the relationship isn't working, the same thing. But if you're not able to do that, and you're in the middle of, say, not a happy time in your life, not willing to change it, I can guarantee you that person's going to redirect that anger somewhere else.
The COVID vaccine and the desperation that a lot of people are feeling about getting the vaccine, about the way the government has been handling it, how do we deal with that? Because in many ways, it's justified.
When people don't have an answer to something, they're going to turn it into anger. And they're very frustrated. And that's what's causing also a lot of stress in our society.
If you had to boil it down to one thing you would suggest people do to give themselves a little bit of peace and hope in these crazy times, what would you say it would be, Ron?
If it was possible, shut down all the media for 48 hours, not even a week, and journal how you're feeling. The TV, the internet, all the stuff off the Facebook, the Instagram, anywhere you can get that kind of information about the vaccine, about the COVID, for 48 hours. So shut it down, cleanse your mind, and if possible, do some journaling about how you're feeling. And second of all, if possible, do some deep breathing. Just lay back for 5 minutes when an anger episode comes on, or you feel, I call them an anger attack. Take 5 minutes, do some deep breathing in, and let the negative out, and have some calming music behind you. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be professional meditation music. Just relax. 5 minutes. If you do that 2-3 times a day, I can assure you, 48 hours from today, you'll guarantee you'll feel at least 25-50% better as far as feeling that anger. And may even bring you into clear-minded to accomplish some other things maybe that you were looking to do.
Some great advice, as usual, from Ron Villano, Long Island family therapist and author of The Zing. Thanks for listening.